Welcome back. So we are going to be exploring the heart of the matter for these next 8 days, beginning with the teachings and the practice of metta. Which brings us an open-hearted focus and a steadiness of heart and mind. As we open to a more accepting and expansive and loving heart, fearlessness and self-confidence are strengthened, and our fundamental interconnectedness to all of life begins to be more and more clearly revealed. And then as we go on with metta as our ground, the retreat will gradually take us towards the teachings and the practice of equanimity, upekkha in Pali, which brings a clear seeing, acceptance, and balance of heart and mind, allowing us to then relate to all that comes and goes within us and around us with greater understanding and deeper ease. So the heart of the matter is what we'll be concerning ourselves with over these 8 days. I'd like to begin with a poem that was written in 1200 AD by a Buddhist nun whose name was Gurilugami. If you develop love truly great, rid of the desire to hold and possess, that strong, clear love untainted by lust, that love which does not expect to be repaid, that love which is firm but not grasping, enduring but not tied down, gentle and settled, diamond hard but not hurting, helpful but not interfering, cool and refreshing, giving more than taking, dignified, but not proud, soft, but not weak. That love which leads to enlightenment. Then you will be washed of all ill will. And some words from the Buddha. I visited all quarters of my mind and found none dearer than myself. Self is likewise to every other dear who loves herself, himself, will never harm another. One aspect of the truth of our existence is that we really can search the entire universe for someone more deserving of our love, care, and respect than ourselves. But you'll never find that person anywhere. Recognizing and accepting just the deep innate instinct to live, the deep innate instinct to stay alive that every living being, every living form possesses. very much, of course, including ourselves, can bring us to a quite a profound sense of connection, care, and respect in relationship to ourself, and in relationship to ourself in relationship to all beings. It's very helpful and wise, and actually it's necessary to approach our practice with an attitude of accepting, loving, and respecting and honoring ourself. Though for some of us, this may not be the initial attitude that we have in relationship to ourself at first. As we practice metta, as we practice loving kindness, we begin to see through our practice whether we're motivated by an attitude of caring and accepting ourselves, or by a sense of struggle and striving and judgment and strain and stress in relationship to ourself. Accepting, caring for, and loving ourself brings a sense of ease and a sense of happiness. Accepting, caring for, and loving other beings, both in a personal way and in a universal way, brings a more expansive and even maybe a great sense of ease and a great sense of happiness. Metta love is a unifying energy. It's the energy, it's the force, we could say, that ties all of our lives together. And it's the energy or the force that makes it possible for our deepest values and spiritual aspirations to become a potent force in our life, to become a potent force in our practice. And I think that one of the most amazing attributes of metta, which you all know, at least to some degree, one of the most amazing attributes is that it can be cultivated. Every single one of us can cultivate it and help it to grow. And as we're in this retreat, we're training the heart, we're training the mind in acceptance and friendship, and beginning with ourselves. Extending then this capacity out to those who are close to us, those we may have difficulty with, and on out to all beings eventually everywhere. This is really our very beautiful and very powerful human potential, to radiate this energy, this force of metta, throughout the world, throughout the universe. As our practice blossoms and as it deepens, it becomes clearer and clearer to us that our greatest possession, so to say, is our wholesome state of mind. If we can reside in a base of metta love, and acceptance, even when we lose familiar and habituated places, when we lose relationships, and even as we begin to lose our bodies, if we're really able to reside in a state of loving kindness and acceptance, we will begin, for sure, begin to experience a fearlessness and compassion in the midst of whatever's happening. And so we'll begin our practice and we'll begin today by, as we will with every single sit, by the way, by resting the attention in the breath. Finding your breath place, the place where the breath is most easily, clearly found and most easily and clearly experienced sensorially. That's your anapana spot or your mindfulness of breathing spot. And we'll sit for just a little while. Connected to the breath sensations. One in breath and one out breath. And once you have your anapana spot, let that be the place you go to when you connect to the breath. Don't keep switching around to a different spot, a different spot. Stay with it. Allowing the focus of attention, allowing concentration to hone itself. Paying attention to breath with mindfulness, that connection, mindful connection, will help to settle the whole system, body, heart, mind. And quite organically, quite naturally, hone the focusing ability, the concentration, our capacity to clearly connect. So we'll spend a few minutes with this. And now we'll begin the metta practice with a few minutes of reflection. Reflection on this question. Silent reflection within yourself. What do I truly need to be happy? What do I need to be truly happy? Letting the mind, mindful presence, roam freely in relationship to whatever thoughts or memories or desires show up. Meaning by this, holding all possibilities in the context of this question. So we're not excluding or rejecting anything, even if it's not what you think it should be. And it's helpful to remember that conditional, fleeting happiness isn't our highest potential. Remembering that objects and people and situations all change. So consequently, it's futile to seek sustaining an unchanging sense of contentment and ease from any of these changing phenomena. Our practice begins to move us towards accepting what comes into our lives and letting go of what leaves our lives. What do I truly need in order to be happy? What do I need in order to be truly happy? And now just let the reflection go. Just let it go, let it be. And returning mindful attention now to a sense of being embodied, through giving attention again to the breath sensations. One in breath, one out breath. in a poem called Love After Love by Derek Walcott. The time will come when with elation you will greet yourself arriving at your own door, in your own mirror, and each will smile at the other's welcome and say, sit here, eat. You will love again the stranger who was yourself. Give wine, give bread, give back your heart to itself, to the stranger who has loved you all your life, whom you ignored for another, who knows you by heart. Take down the love letters from the bookshelf, the photographs, the desperate notes. Peel your own image from the mirror. Sit. Feast on your life. And so we'll begin the metta practice, directing the energy of unconditional friendship and kindness, metta energy, towards ourself, to ourself, from ourself, for ourself. Being selfish in a wholesome way. It's like showering yourself, showering your body, heart, and mind, both inwardly and outwardly, with friendship and kindness, with acceptance and love, care. We'll be practicing metta during this retreat by repeating phrases, one after the other, silently within your own heart and mind. I'll offer the phrases one by one and give you time in between to repeat them silently within your own heart and mind. And then I'll be quiet and we'll sit with the phrases within ourselves. Practicing metta, offering it to yourself, from yourself, for yourself. Sometimes people find it helpful to put one hand over the heart center, or one hand over the heart center and then the other hand on top of that hand and feel the warmth there. If that's helpful for you, please go ahead and do it. It's not required. You might experiment with it and see if it's helpful. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer danger and harm. May I be peaceful and happy. May I be strong, healthy. May I take care of myself wisely or easily or happily or joyfully. Just pick one, the one that resonates for you today. May I take care of myself wisely or easily or happily or joyfully. May I live with a deep sense of ease and well-being. And the last phrase. May I accept myself completely, unconditionally, just as I am in this present moment. Or you might choose to say, may I love myself completely, unconditionally, just as I am in this present moment. Either way is fine. May I accept myself or may I love myself completely, just as I am in this present moment. Continuing now with this practice of metta. Offering the energy of metta through the phrases to yourself, from yourself, for yourself. Take your time. There's no hurry. And stay mindful. Notice how it is overall with offering this unconditional friendship and kindness to yourself. And notice how it is with specific phrases. It won't be the same with each of them. Your experience will be different with each one, to some degree at least. Don't get caught up in thinking about the phrases. Don't get caught up in thinking about how you are receiving them. Just notice, how is it? If you find that three of the phrases, for instance, resonate with you most strongly, then just use those three phrases. That's fine. If you forget what the next phrase is, which happens certainly commonly, at least at the beginning of the practice, relax. Breathe mindfully for a few breaths and just simply begin again. May I accept myself completely, unconditionally, just as I am in this present moment. It's okay. And begin again. when your attention gets distracted from the practice of metta for yourself. Caught up in thoughts, stories, memories, plans, spacing out, wandering around. Just simply notice. Notice with the kindness of your metta practice. With acceptance, but not being seduced into this particular distraction. Let it be, let it go. Gently, kindly, and just simply begin again. A few breaths. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer danger and harm. May I be peaceful and happy. May I be strong, healthy. May I take care of myself wisely, easily, happily or joyfully. May I live with a deep sense of ease and well-being. May I love myself, or may I accept myself completely, unconditionally, just as I am in this present moment. and finish with the phrase that you're on right now. And returning mindful attention to the breath at your anapana spot, mindfulness of breathing spot, sensations of one in-breath and the sensations of one out-breath, one after the other. Raymond Carver's death poem. Called Late Fragment. And did you get what you wanted in this life? I did. And what did you want? To call myself beloved. To call myself beloved in this life. May all of the wholesome energies and the fruits that manifest through our practice serve with immeasurable impartiality, without bias, without prejudice, towards the welfare, the happiness, and the awakening of all beings everywhere.